Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Let's see here. We have Brian Kilmeade set up for tomorrow. He'll join us on a Wednesday afternoon. So I'm looking forward to that. At the bottom of this hour, you know, we talk about our crime situation here in St. Louis all the time. I spent 13 years in Columbia, Missouri. I graduated from Mizzou in 1986. I lived in Columbia until 96. So I was there from 83 to 96, except for like a 4 or 5 month stretch in 87. I mean, like back then, crime was like non-existent. If you had a murder in Columbia, Missouri or in Boone County, that was a big story. You'd have maybe like one a year. Well, they had a shooting downtown last week, and there's a lot of people concerned about, and this kind of goes back to the theme of policing versus social working. And my friend Fred Perry, I've known Fred for 40-something years at this point, former Boone County Commissioner. I saw a Facebook post of his on crime in Columbia. We're going to get him on at the bottom of the hour, plus an audio cut of the day. So one of the big stories today, and we're going to talk about the government shutdown as well, as Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary or the secretary of war, gathered all the top brass in the military at the Marine Corps base in Quantico and delivered some messaging today that people at the New York Times aren't too crazy about, I'll tell you that.
I'm also directing that warfighters in combat jobs execute their service fitness test at a gender-neutral, age-normed male standard scored above 70%. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world.
This one might be my favorite.
No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before and will say again, we are done with that.
And there was a message for our adversaries.
Should our enemies choose foolishly to challenge us, they will be crushed by the violence, precision, and ferocity of the War Department. In other words, to our enemies, F-A-F-O. If necessary, our troops can translate that for you.
I always have to look that up, but do you know what that means?
I do not.
F around and find out. So there you go. But Fred and I had to admit to Fred, because he admitted to me that he looked it up. I was going to play it cool. You don't know that, Fred? Come on. I know all the hip lingo, but I had to look that one up too. I always forget. I'm bad with the little, you know, what the kids say and how they do it. Charles Lipson, who's not a kid, fair to say, is with us this afternoon from the University of Chicago. He writes for The Spectator and Real Clear Politics. I didn't mean to insult you right before I brought you on the air, Charles. How are you this afternoon?
I'm in a
F-A-F-O mood.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, so
and
what,
if you mess with me, my friend, you are going to be in trouble.
I bet I would be. So one of my, I mentioned this earlier,
yeah,
and I just wanted to say, so I read the New York Times account of what happened this morning, and, you know, they just can't help themselves. It's Hegseth lectured military brass on what it takes to win. But there's never anywhere in the piece where they acknowledge, you know what, maybe some of this stuff needs to be turned around, right? Of course, the narrative is completely different than that, and they focus on the grooming standards and the fat generals and things like that. But look, I think that the issue that surrounds some of the sexy sound bites is you're trying to repair a military that has lost the ability to win wars, possibly. So he's trying to get everyone on the same page. I always, Charles, and I said this earlier, I defer to military folks when it comes to stuff like this. So as a civilian, when he's in there talking about fat members of the military in general, I just think it's kind of funny. And it seems, yeah, you know, maybe we shouldn't have that. But I don't know how this is received by the men and women in the room or the rest of the military brass around the world. And, you know, you're not going to get a fair representation of that in the New York Times or the legacy media. So it's a little hard to gauge.
Well, you raised two really interesting issues. I think the best way to gauge it is that recruitment is at an all-time high. People can't wait to join all the branches of the service, right? That was just not true under Joe Biden. By the way, in the cities where the police feel like they have the backing of the mayor and the city council and so forth, they're eager to join. In Chicago, they're not. They just want to retire because they think that the city is against them. But so I think that there's a big story there. The second thing that you raise is what's happened to what used to be considered not only mainstream media, but the absolute top of the top, which is like the New York Times, or it used to be CBS and so forth. And they've just dropped what used to be a hardline standard between editorializing and doing hard news reporting. They just completely abandoned it. The good news is that you can tune in to the there are lots of stations that people who don't like that kind of reporting can tune in to you. There's a fragmentation of the media. And CBS has now been bought by people who have very different ideas about what it should do.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting that that whole rumor about Barry Weiss and the Free Press kind of taking over the news operation at the CBS folks, that's still kind of bubbling out there. I'd be very curious to see if it manifests into anything serious. But, you know, I can almost guarantee you that when I leave, and I've been doing this a little bit more often at 6 o'clock, I like listening to Laura's show on Fox when I leave the building. She usually has some good guests in the first block, and I check it out. But I've been punching on CNN on SiriusXM just to see what they're doing, and it couldn't be more opposite. Of course, they were all Jimmy Kimmel. And I can bet you, Charles, that tonight when I listen, now the government shutdown might be the story, but let's say they get to this issue. And if I were to compare and contrast Fox's approach on this in CNN, I mean, they'll be ripping Hegseth, you know, how offensive this was, how inappropriate it was to lecture the top brass. What I genuinely like to know, and I don't know if we'll be able to ever get this, is like what percentage of the people in that room have had enough and they're like, yeah, dude, we needed this. We've been, because that's what we're hearing from some rank and file, but obviously that kind of stuff is a little hard to gauge because of the media. But I'd love to know where they
right,
really are on that issue.
That's a great point. And I'll tell you one reason to think that a lot of people in that room now support this. They've been firing the people who don't.
Well, that's right. That's true.
They've been getting rid of all the DEI promoters and that sort of thing. Now, it takes a long time to get rid of them. But the other thing is that we have a very top-heavy military. There were just a lot of flattened officers in that room from all the different services. And I gather that one of the things that Hegseth wants to do is narrow that down. I had lunch with a friend today who is, I would say, a sort of center right. I mean, he's conservative, but not a Trump backer at all and so forth. And no particular fan of Hegseth. And he said, Hegseth was just magnificent in the way he delivered the speech. I didn't happen to see it.
I watched it. I thought it was really well executed. I did.
He said, boy, this is a guy who's running for president.
Well, aren't they all running for president? in some way, shape, or
I'm
form.
I'm the only one who's not.
Yeah.
I had, you know, it's funny. I had somebody email me. It was a business solicitation thing where he said, you know, I can help you do a podcast. I wrote back. I said, I think I'm the only person in America who doesn't have a podcast.
No kidding. Believe me, as a radio, as a terrestrial radio guy, I wonder that as well. All right, so let's talk about the shutdown. In March, when we had another CR, continuing resolution, Senator Schumer voted for it. His colleagues didn't like that very much.
I think there is a deep sense of outrage and betrayal. And this is not just about progressive Democrats. This is across the board, the entire party.
I believe that Senator Schumer probably did what he thought was best, but I don't think that it met the moment.
The idea that Chuck Schumer is the only one that's got a brain in the room and the only one that can think through all of the pros and cons is absolutely ridiculous.
I think the Senate leader made an enormous miscalculation.
I myself don't give away anything or nothing. And I think that's what happened.
Nancy Pelosi. So here's Schumer now.
He asked to meet earlier. They didn't want to. So we think when they say later, they mean never. They don't want to do this, the Republican leaders, because they're right wing. It'll divide their party.
So we had something that passed the House, Charles. As you know, it goes to the Senate. They don't have the votes. The Republicans are trying to tag this as the Schumer shutdown. Who's going to get the blame here, and how is this going to resolve itself?
Well, I think there's an issue of the blame, and there's an issue of what the administration, what Trump and the head of OMB, Office of Management and Budget, Russ Vogt, can do with the shutdown. And I actually, the mainstream media have already written their headlines. This is all Trump's fault. In fact, I was listening to Bloomberg, which should be kind of neutral, and they were trying to blame you know, you can't believe that Trump is not bending on this, or he didn't use bending, but isn't, you know, being reasonable, or however they put it. But I think the fact that the mainstream media has lost its audience, they just these are no longer the days of Walter Cronkite and Huntley and Brinkley. And, you know, so the New York Times has its audience. So I think there will be blame among people who lean Democratic. But I think that there'll be a lot of people who say, look, this was just extend my license plate for another 6 months.
Yeah. Well, and so Sue and I were kind of talking about this because this does get to be an exhausting pattern where it's CR after CR after CR. So they're going to pass something. They have to get people paid, and they'll be back paid. But one of the questions that you know, kind of raise is, when will they concede to Trump's demand for the CR without any add-ons and swallow the humiliation they brought on themselves by fulminating against it for weeks? Because they've sort of, and I think, Charles, in one of your comms, you pointed this out, they've kind of backed themselves into a corner, the Democrats have, on this one. Now, they do have the media in their corner, so, you know, they'll try to blame this on Trump. But it doesn't seem like the Republicans are very concerned about blowback right now.
Well, I think that's right. Now, whether that will change, there may be some government functions. What will end are so-called non-emergency functions of government. We don't quite know whether there are some benefits that are going out to veterans, you know, retired veterans or something that might get caught up in this, and that'll put pressure on people.
Which I never liked that, you know, that the people that get hurt in the, but again, there's furloughs and back pays and stuff like that.
Right. And there are also, one of the things that the Democrats are asking for are concessions on subsidies that some people get for Obamacare. And I'm reminded of a great line by Milton Friedman, who once said, there's nothing as permanent as a temporary government program. And these subsidies were intended to expire. These extra subsidies were put in during COVID. and now people want to keep them.
But and the other part of that, let me interrupt just quickly, because they wrote about this on the opinion page of the Wall Street Journal. I think you probably know that. So what's happening is you have a lot of people out there amongst all the fear-mongering with the Republicans, like, if you don't pass this, cancer patients and children will die if we don't agree to pass the subsidies. But what's happening is there are a lot of people who qualify for employer-sponsored benefits, but a lot of them have decided, hey, I got a better deal paying nothing with the Obamacare, so we're sticking to that. So that's part of what this is. The other is Medicaid. So if you have, and the Democrats say, look, if you have someone who is a migrant and they're in mid-Missouri in a rural area and they get into a car accident, you go into the hospital and someone's going to have to pay for it, right? So it's either Medicaid or the hospital has to suck up the cost. So the Democrats are saying, look, we're all going to pay for this no matter what. The Republicans are saying, why are we covering bills for people who aren't here in this country legally? So that's part of the dispute as well.
Well, right. We ought to have a thing where if they incur those kind of bills and they're here illegally, they're picked up as soon as they're sort of put on a priority list to go after.
Right.
But in fact, I think the key here is that Republicans might be willing to take some of the hit if they think they can actually accomplish what is one of Trump's main goals, which was not accomplished with Elon Musk and Doge, which is to cut back on the number of government employees and a lot of the programs, which are sort of progressive programs, which have been put into the government over the last 50 plus years, and Trump would like to cut them out. Well, if there's no funding, and that will end tonight when Cinderella turns, her coach turns into a pumpkin.
Yeah.
When that's what's going to happen to a lot of these government programs. They're not going to be funded. And normally what would happen is everybody says, like the Soros prosecutors say, you can hit somebody in the face. No harm, no foul. But Trump's not going to say that. They're going to use this as an opportunity. And I don't think that was just a threat to get the Democrats
to
either. The table.
That's what's going to be interesting to see how this resolves itself, because I don't think he's going to give on these issues. And I don't think the Republicans will. Charles, always great to have you on.
Well, FAFO.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, there you go. Good way to bring that full circle. I appreciate it. Charles Lipson, Professor Emeritus, University of Chicago. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to talk to you.
All right, take care. You know, I wanted to throw this in here because hopefully this was edited properly. So, you know, we got to be tricky. And there are people out there that will say, and maybe I see the point here, is if you're running the country and you're the president and you have a social media account, maybe you shouldn't put something like this on your social media account.
Oh, no.
Okay, but it's damn funny. So it's Schumer, but it's not really Schumer. Okay, it's AI Schumer. With Hakeem Jeffries with like a Mexican hat on standing next to him. And this is now clearly it wasn't. There's a difference putting things out there and representing them
right.
as fact.
Yes.
This was satire. OK, but it's AI satire.
There's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bullshit. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of shit, you know? At least for a while, until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
Okay, two things. That is so damn funny and brilliant. And it's also scary, isn't it? I mean, maybe that's not AI Schumer. Maybe that's just honest Schumer, which is why they put that out. Now, Hakeem did not like this very much.
Mr. President, the next time you have something to say about me, don't cop out through a racist and fake AI video. When I'm back in the Oval Office, say it to my face.
I think, you know what? I think he would. By the way, it's racist because they had a sombrero on Hakeem Jeffries, so that's racist. Of course, everything is racist. J.D. Vance.
Disagreements about tax policy, but you don't shut the government down. We have disagreements about health care policy, but you don't shut the government down. You don't use your policy disagreements as leverage to not pay our troops, to not have essential services of government actually function. You don't say the fact that you disagree about a particular tax provision is an excuse for shutting down the people's government and all the essential services that come along with it.
So then he pointed out the hypocrisy of Schumer here.
And we have to remember, they're very frustrated. They say that they're very frustrated about the fact that this negotiation has not taken place until today. But if you look at the original thing they did with this negotiation, it was a $1.5 trillion spending package, basically saying to the American people, we want to give massive amounts of money, hundreds of billions of dollars to illegal aliens for their health care while Americans are struggling to pay their health care bills. That was their initial foray into this negotiation. We thought it was absurd. We told them it was absurd. And now they come in here saying that if you don't give us everything that we want, we're going to shut down the government. We think that's preposterous. We think it's totally unacceptable.
Now, one thing I want to interrupt. I want to play that. But I'd be very curious to see, and I don't know if Senator Hawley was in the news today for different reasons, but he was fighting some of this because of the Medicaid cuts, you know, when they were putting the big, beautiful bill together. One of the things that's happening here is because migrants go, like I said, to the hospital, they get their health care, and then Medicaid picks up the cost. The Democrats say, well, this is going to, if you cut this out, this will ruin rural hospitals. So I'm kind of half interested in what, you know, Senator Hawley might say about that particular issue. But the vice president went on here.
I think the American people are going to suffer because these guys won't do the right thing. Now, I want to make one final point here. You will hear a lot from Senate Democrats, from House Democrats about the fact that American health care policy is broken. Well, we know that American health care policy is broken. We've been trying to fix it for the 8 months that we've been in office. But every single thing that they accuse about being broken about American health care is policy the Democrats have supported for the past decade.
That's right.
So if they want to talk about how to fix American health care policy, let's do it. The Speaker would love to do it. The Senate Majority Leader would love to do it. Let's work on it together. But let's do it in the context of an open government that's providing essential services to the American people. That's all that we're proposing to do. And the fact that they refuse to do that shows how unreasonable their position is. I think we're headed to a shutdown because the Democrats won't do the right thing. I hope they change their mind, but we're going to...
They're not going to change their mind. But again, I think this is going to be really an interesting one to watch to see how the Democrats get out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, I have so much audio today, and most of what I have would qualify certainly for audio cut of the day, so I feel like I'm doing myself a bit of a disservice, but I have to get some of this stuff in here from the idiots at The View, because they continue to make fools out of themselves. And Joy Behar, really, she's the gift that keeps on giving, because when she opens her big flap, you just never know what nonsense is going to come out. I mean, they're ripping on Trump. They're ripping on the military thing today.
If you guys think that we can survive another 3.5 years of this, I think you're delusional. Every day, there's some nihilistic thing.
It's only Tuesday, Joy. Can we not start there?
I hate to be Debbie Downer,
but every day this guy is
undoing something in this country that we value. Every day. It's every day is a shock and awe here.
Isn't that great?
What is it, Joy? Now, they sound so dumb. And you wonder why you're underwater. To my Democrat friends out there, and I think my Democrat friends and those of you who might lean to the left, you know that Joy Behar is an idiot. And if you need proof, further proof, well, here it is.
And I for one, am skeptical that we will survive this.
I do believe in our system.
You've seen worse.
I've not seen worse. We had a guy in office for 4 years who couldn't even put a sentence together and let 12 to 20 million people stream across the border, let crime run rampant throughout our American cities, let inflation, remember the Inflation Reduction Act that the Democrats, I mean, there was nothing, the country was falling apart literally at the seams, which is why so many independents crossed over and voted for Trump, because Kamala was an embarrassment. But she's going to make the case here that we are in, this is, I think, an insult to the greatest generation. Listen to this.
I grew up in during World War II.
Whoopi that says she's seen worse.
No, I thought
I'm going to Whoopi to cheer us up.
Every president, civil rights, and they were all dealt with by presidents
who were not, you know, in the business of destroying the country and destroying the Constitution.
I'm still hopeful.
I mean, we always had presidents who followed the law, including Nixon. As bad as he was, he had respect for the Constitution.
And he didn't
go after the military and call them names. I've never heard of such a thing in this country.
Okay. Really? Have you noticed what your side is saying on Blue Sky or on Twitter on a regular basis about cops? They spit in the face of cops and military members. You got people in Chicago that are so happy right now, in Portland, they're like, oh my God, we actually have some people that are going to crack down on crime because Trump sent them in and our city wouldn't do anything. And they're still trying to make Trump be the bad guy. I mean, talk to some of the victims of gun violence and ask them if Brandon Johnson is the solution or if maybe the National Guard might help just a teensy-weensy bit. But that they're hilarious. And then there's Sonny Hostin. I don't know who's a bigger idiot, her or Behar.
Befuddled by why he did that. The optics were terrible.
She's talking about Pete Hegseth in the military speech, which was really awesome.
Meaning all of our top military brass are all in one place, and we spent $6 million to get them there. That didn't make a lot of sense to me. It also didn't make a lot of sense to me that he was saying that he was going to toughen physical standards and review the anti-hazing policy by sort of implementing a hazing policy. And then also he said he was going to return to the highest male standard for combat positions because the troops were fat. Yeah. I don't understand how that was supposed to be an uplifting message for our military.
They was referring to Colonel Sanders.
I don't think it was supposed to be an uplifting. It was supposed to be a message that things are going to change. There's a new sheriff in town. We're going to do things differently than we've done before because there are things that we're not proud of. We have gone woke, and it's an embarrassment to this country. So that's the tone that Pete Hegseth has taken. That's the tone that President Trump has taken. They can say whatever they want about this, but they don't realize how out of touch. Look at Harry Enten. I want Sonny Hostin and Joy Behar to watch CNN for just a little bit tonight when Harry Enten goes on there with the polling showing that Trump is, you know, the Democrats are minus 21 on crime. They're still minus 12 on immigration. They're not making inroads here. And when you do something like send National Guard troops to cities that are devastated by crime, maybe people say, wow, someone's finally thinking about us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And I am told that Kenny Wallace will be on the show tomorrow in 24 hours. You were mentioning this to us earlier. There's a big dirt race track at the Dome, right? But Kenny has decided to not participate.
Yes, and he will explain what's up.
What the hell's wrong with him? He's old is what the problem is.
No.
He's ancient. He's got nothing left in him.
That's terrible.
I hope he's
and
listening
untrue.
Right now. No,
yes.
It is untrue. No, but he'll explain in his own Kenny Wallace fashion tomorrow night. Did I say Kilmeade's on the show too? Yeah, Kilmeade's on the show tomorrow. Maybe I didn't, but I'm going to tell you right now.
I was going to say, yeah.
So this is not getting a lot of attention here in St. Louis. I think it probably should because we have so many families who have students in Columbia, Missouri. But there were 11 shots that were fired downtown Columbia on Saturday night, and a young woman from Stevens College was killed in this shooting. And I was, I've said this before, I don't do a lot on Facebook, but I check whose birthdays and I scroll just a little bit. And I saw my friend Fred Perry post something about this because, you know, not unlike downtown St. Louis, on a smaller scale, Columbia has had a crime issue as well. And they have touchy-feely people who are in office, like the mayor of Columbia, who want social workers. So Fred Perry is a former Boone County commissioner, former radio host as well, publisher of Inside Columbia Magazine, my old friend from journalism school. We go back, good Lord, Fred, it's like 43 years at this point. How are you?
It's a long time. Good to hear from you, Mark. Great to be on your show.
Well, this is a very serious issue. And kind of tell me what happened on Saturday, first of all, with the circumstances of the shooting.
Well, this has been going on for a long time in Columbia. Once the bar is closed, there's a couple of bars where the patrons find it to be a great blood sport to go out and pick fights with fraternity boys after the bar is closed. And so it's just, you know, it's chaos every Friday and Saturday evening in downtown Columbia. But, you know, we have had a number of incidents where shots have been fired. We've had some pretty serious things over the years. But there was always this fear that one day a college student would be the victim of some terrible crime in
right.
downtown Columbia. And, you know, we just have, as a community, the leaders in our community just don't take it serious. And our mayor, a lady by the name of Barbara Buffalo, who sports purple hair, and I know you've had some wacky mayors in St. Louis over the years, but I got to tell you, this woman takes the cake.
I've followed her a little bit. Yes, I know a little bit about her, right.
her big issue is climate change. And as you know, there's a lot that Columbia, Missouri can do about climate change.
Of course, they can solve the world's problem. Yeah.
Yeah, she's at an international conference every other month for climate change. And so really what's happened is she has just ignored some of the decay. And, you know, we've had a police department that is understaffed at any given time by at least 50 officers in a small town like Columbia. That's a big deal. And, you know, she just has never done anything to really take the issue seriously. And, you know, Columbia, as you will recall from your days here, this is a very permissive liberal community. We've always had a very permissive attitude about drugs. We have a very permissive attitude about young people being out on the streets when they should be at home with their parents. And we're talking about, you know, 12 and 13 year old kids running around with guns. And so she had just never considered this a priority. And so it backfired on us on Friday night.
This was early Saturday morning, right? So there's a guy that starts to shoot, you know, into the air, and he hits this, Ayanna Williams is her name, Stevens College student, who later dies from her injuries. I don't know if anyone else was injured. But look, I saw your Facebook post, right? You hammered Barbara Buffalo, said, look, it's time for recall, but you're not the only one. Mun Choi, the president of the University of Missouri system, sent a blistering letter to Barbara Buffalo demanding policy changes and threatening to involve Mike Kehoe. I'm pretty sure that Governor Kehoe is involved already, or he's aware of this because he's on top of stuff. But look, Mun Choi is calling for things that you've probably been calling for, Fred, for years. More police downtown, you know, elimination of policies. When he says that attract criminals to the region, what does he mean there specifically? Do you know?
I think what he's really talking about, it's just the permissiveness. And the city has just invested in a $23 million opportunity center that will be a place for people who are homeless to stay at night and have their pets taken care of and receive social services and the handouts that come with that. And so what we've done is that we've made Columbia, Missouri a mecca for homeless individuals who want to come and take advantage of the free services. So there's a lot of handouts in Columbia.
Yeah.
And, you know, the big difference here is that Mun Choi, the president of the University of Missouri, maybe he doesn't get a lot of ink in St. Louis, but I'll tell you what, this is the first time that I can remember in 40 or 50 years where the university president has said enough is enough. He's injected himself into a local Columbia matter, and that is why things are starting to swirl. You know?
Yeah, that's interesting. So what, you know, and obviously I think the mayor responded to Mun Choi and said, we're doing everything, blah, 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 blah. But do you think that, you know, we had this pivotal moment here, Fred, that you're probably at least a little familiar with this young woman, Janae Edmondson, who's here for a volleyball tournament. And we got a kid, Daniel Riley, who's not even supposed to be out of jail, that hits her. And I have a police officer friend said it was the most gruesome scene he's ever come upon in his entire career. And he's seen people shot in the head, et cetera. And this poor young girl had her legs, you know, amputated because of that accident. But that moment, you know, as tragic as it was, finally drew some attention to Kim Gardner in the circuit attorney's office and our mayor, and it forced change in a very tragic way. Is this something that may do that, finally, you know, get people to look at this problem a little bit more seriously in Columbia?
Yeah, this is that moment. And I think that Mun Choi is a very powerful leader in our community. He is the CEO of the largest employer, the largest economic, you know, the largest cog in our economic engine. And so when he speaks, people listen. And I think it's really hard to criticize his concern. His words are, you are hurting my business. And his business is protecting the students at the University of Missouri. And so I think this is why we're going to see change. Now, this is a mayor that has her priorities completely out of whack, and she's got a wacky city council that supports her at everything
of
she
course,
does.
Of course, that's what we have here,
Yep, and so, you know, it's going to be really hard to force change, but, you know, I think the citizens have had enough, and I think that they're ready to say, you know what, we can't go downtown anymore. And Mark, you remember, Columbia used to have a very charming downtown district, you know, just with restaurants and carriage rides and great retailers. And, you know, for a small town, we had a very vibrant downtown. That is no longer the case. And so it's a place where you don't go after 9 o'clock at night.
That's just so sad. It really is. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry this poor young girl at Stevens College lost her life. Well, you keep on them, Fred Perry. I know you're always good for this. I hope all is well in the rest of you. I haven't seen you in a while. It's been a little while since we've seen each other in person.
I know. It has been. Come up for a Mizzou game, and I want to say hi to Nathan Baldwin, one of your listeners who just texted me that he's listening to your show right now. So great to hear from you, Mark, and we miss you in Columbia.
I would say, Nathan, I would question your judgment when it comes to friends, but Fred, I feel the same way. Thank you so much. Take care. We'll see
you. Take care, buddy.
He's awesome. We go. I mean, I could tell. He can tell you stories about me. I can tell you stories about him that go back to, like, he was the, if I remember this correctly, he was the editor of the Maneater, and the Maneater is the student, you know, newspaper on the campus of Mizzou. And that was a big deal. I was in the news department at KCOU. I couldn't get a disc jockey shift on that station because they were so coveted. So I did news on KCOU, but I lived on the Stevens College campus. I lived in a dorm called Hillcrest Hall, and they had a radio station. And somehow I finagled my way into doing a disc jockey show, and I played music, alternative music, on the Stevens College station. I really do think there was a time in Columbia I was working at three different stations at the same time because I was doing, you know, KBIA, which is what you do for your journalism. I was doing the Stevens station and then KCOU. That's when I actually worked for a living. Okay, hang on. Let me change the music here, just temporarily. Bear with me here. Let's do this here. This is Bad Bunny, who has been selected as the entertainment for the Super Bowl halftime show. That was a story that kind of made the rounds yesterday. A little bit of a follow-up on that before audio cut of the day. One thing that, you know, I think is a little confusing to some people is apparently the Jay-Z and Roc Nation, okay, the company Roc, they entered a partnership. I got to turn this off. I can't do this. I cannot do it.
Yeah.
They entered a partnership in the NFL in 2019 that tasked Jay-Z with being the live music entertainment strategist. And he was supposed to assist, of course, with social justice reform initiatives. So part of the NFL does have the final say in the stories that I've read. However, you know, it's Jay-Z's that's pushing this. So Bad Bunny said, this is what's so confusing to me. And I'll tell you what the Washington Post said. Well, let me just start the story and then I'll tell you the quote that kind of jumps up. The headline says, why Bad Bunny's selection as the Super Bowl halftime headliner is sparking MAGA fury. The Puerto Rican recording artist opposed Trump in 24 and is not offering tour dates in the U.S. mainland to avoid exposing his fans to ICE raids, which is just stupid. Okay.
Yeah.
You're just virtue signaling there. But is this a MAGA fury, or is this just maybe American football fans that happen to be fans of maybe American music and speak English saying, what in the world are you doing? Now, in fairness to Bad Bunny, because I always want to look at this, and I've said this before, I look at it from, you know, a variety of perspectives. This dude is one of the most streamed artists on the planet. So he's not a small-time artist. He hasn't toured here because of the whole ICE thing, but he sold out a residency in Puerto Rico for hundreds of thousands of fans. He raised $700 million for the island in some, you know, hurricane relief. So, you know, there's appeal there internationally. And one of the things that we said yesterday, Sue, was, well, what is this all about? You know, why are they doing this? Because the is it because of the NFL and they want the international appeal? You know, we had a game in Dublin last week. We got one this week in London. They're going to play in Madrid. But I don't know what it is. But it seems like Jay-Z just gets to pick. Now, I'm going to share something. This is one of those tweets that I felt comfortable retweeting, but in this day and age, I don't know if I would have said it, but I'm going to say what John Ziegler, my friend, said, because I think he's right about this and he has the guts to say things like this on a regular basis. He said, you'll like this because you know John. Hang on, I've been retweeting a lot. Jay-Z's openly anti-white takeover of the Super Bowl halftime show with zero legacy news media resistance all during the Trump political era is one of the most remarkably troubling cultural developments in our modern history. How the NFL gets away with this is baffling. And I don't get it either. Now, here's what Bad Bunny said, and this is what confuses me, because I feel like I have a culture. I'm an American. Now, I'm a white dude, so I guess I'm, you know, on the fringes now.
It's suspect.
But do we have, like, I'm proud of this country. I can't wait for the sesquicentennial. I love American football. I'm proud to see the national anthem and players being proud of being American. But this is where I get a little confused from Bad Bunny, okay? Because he's not an American and he doesn't want to be an American. He says he's chosen here, and he's quoted saying this. What I'm feeling goes beyond myself. It's for those who came before me and ran countless yards so I could come in and score a touchdown. This is for my people, my culture, and our history. What, if anything, does that have to do with the NFL and the Super Bowl halftime show?
Nothing.
Now you can have your, you know what? You just had a residency in Puerto Rico. There, you got your culture, your history, all of that. But what is you doing a show in very little English is what we're expecting. He won't be speaking in our native tongue. How does that make your culture and your history better? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Because the only people who are not allowed a culture in this country, sorry, is white people, especially white dudes. So I think white women still have a little bit of a right to a culture. If you're cis, if you're a straight white male, and you know, we have mainly a conservative audience, but I know that the Democrats, the progressives, would roll their eyes at that. I'm not trying to make myself a victim. I just think it's ridiculous that the NFL hasn't had a white person on stage since 2019. Can we get just one? Can Bad Bunny have some white, you know, dancer or something like that? Do they all have to be Latinx?
I wonder if they really did offer it to Taylor Swift and she said no.
I don't think so. I don't think that I don't think they would do that when her fiance is playing football. I think she would do it when he retires, but I think there would be that
so
would be too weird.
You think that whole story is false?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that they offered it to her?
Because that was out even last year.
I think it's false.
Interesting.
This fits the Jay-Z MO for sure.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, I've played a few of these, but it has to be Pete Hegseth's speech this morning at Quantico at a Marine base there before all of the military brass from across the world.
But if the words I'm speaking today are making your heart sink, then you should do the honorable thing and resign. We would thank you for your service. But I suspect, I know, the overwhelming majority of you feel the opposite. These words make your hearts full. You love the War Department because you love what you do, the profession of arms. You are hereby liberated to be an apolitical, hard-charging, no-nonsense, constitutional leader that you joined the military to be.
Yeah, there's a new sheriff in town.
Another way to put it is peace through strength, brought to you by the warrior ethos. And we are restoring both. We lost our way. We became the woke department, but not anymore.
And this has to be my favorite.
No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that.
So there's not going to be two standards for men and women in the physical fitness test. That seems, if people complain about that on the left, doesn't that acknowledge that men are different from women?
It does.
They best be careful about that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.